Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am feeling overwhelmingly confident about this series. Now, whether it's five or four, I don't know, but we're going to get the perspective of one Marcus Johnson, a man that's been there, done that, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. Marcus, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. Everything's good.
Are you as confident as I am in the Bucks winning this series?
Well, I heard you throw out five or four. I'm not quite that confident, and I think we got to be careful with that. And look, the Bucks are playing obviously great basketball right now, but this is the Toronto Raptors. It's a team that has been the second best team in the Eastern Conference and has been on the Bucks' heels all season. But I understand where you're coming from, but I'm just a nervous Nelly when it comes to these kinds of situations. When the Bucks are up 3-1 on Boston, I'm still nervous about closing that deal. So that's just kind of how I'm wired. I just got to be careful in that, kind of putting that energy out there that this thing is over. We saw what happened when Paul Pierce did that after the first game of that Celtics series, and I don't want to follow that template.
Let me ask you this. Put on your player's hat for me for a minute. You can look at it from both perspectives. Toronto went toe-to-toe with the Bucks in the Fiserv Forum, and ultimately they lost, but do you, as a Toronto Raptor, do you think to yourself, I let one get away? Or do you think, we went toe-to-toe with this team in game one on their home court, and they were better rested than we were. We have the energy and the ability to do this. Or do you look at it as, oh, my goodness, it got away from us?
No, Toronto is too good of a team, and Kawhi Leonard is an NBA champion. He's been there before. Now, you know, Nick Nurse, he's in his first year, and this is kind of new to him, and I think we saw that with his overuse of Kawhi and some of the starters, even though his options were obviously somewhat limited. I think we'll see a difference in minutes distribution. Kawhi doesn't play 33 of the first 36 minutes of the game tonight. But to your question, Bill, I think Toronto looked at it like, look, we had one guy in the fourth quarter score a field goal. That was Kyle Lowry. Everybody else was 0 for 15 combined. The Siakam was 6 for 20 and struggled from the 3-point line, and Danny Green struggled from the 3-point line. He's a 46% 3-point shooter. I think they're looking at it like they can come back and still have a legitimate opportunity to pull out game two, and they're going to come out, both barrels blazing and really feeling confident that they can beat this Milwaukee Bucks team, even though the Bucks were able to prevail, I think, 3-1, 3 out of 4 during the regular season. You could throw all that out of the window, but I think Toronto's confident that they can beat the Bucks. But, again, I always point out, and people seem to lose sight of this fact, you're looking at the number one defense in the NBA. The Bucks don't get enough credit for that. And one of the reasons why this Toronto team struggled, and it took Kawhi Leonard 26 shots to get 31 points, because the Bucks have a great defensive scheme that bends but doesn't break, and they're able to adjust mid-game so that it keeps you off balance as an offensive player. They don't show their hand right at the start of the game of what they're going to do in terms of stopping you. It's like it unfolds gradually, and that really messes with an offensive player's mindset when things are just kind of tweaked as the game progresses.
The Bucks have to feel good. They took Toronto's shot. And they really didn't get – I mean, George Hill and Pat Connaughton, up until this last game, I thought, boy, those two guys, they could almost vie for the MVP because of the way they played defensively, the way they played offensively, the pick-me-up they gave, even without Malcolm Brogdon being in the lineup. And then not to have either score a point, you think to yourself, at some point, all of this is going to start to come together, and the Bucks could really begin offensively to fly, can't they?
Well, yeah, without question. Chris Middleton, I mean, and look, I give Chris a pass because – and Bledsoe to a lesser degree also because of the work and the energy exerted at the defensive end of the floor. Chris was doing a great job on Kawhi and fighting through screens and keeping him going to his left hand and forcing him into help and really expending a lot of energy at that end of the floor and still had enough in the third and fourth quarters to come up with some big shots for the Bucks. But you're right. But the other thing to remember, Bill, is that, and this is the beauty of this John Horst manufactured lineup that we're looking at right now, Sterling Brown didn't play at all, and he's a very capable player. Depending on, you know, health wise, is he close to 100%? I think he had an ankle issue. Tony Snell is another guy that fits pretty well into what the Bucks are doing. And then, and this guy may not ever see the light of day in a situation like this, but DJ Wilson has had some great games against the Detroit and against Toronto. I think January 31st had a 16-point game. So there's still other options if Pat Connaughton, George Hill are struggling to knock down shots. We don't know. We'll see tonight. But there's other options that Coach Bud can go to, and that's the thing that's going to be the prevailing kind of circumstance in this series. Is going to be the undoing of Toronto. The Bucks have such tremendous depth that they just kind of scratched the surface and using in game one.
Talking to Marcus Johnson, Bucks television analyst for Fox Sports Wisconsin. So Marcus, take us in the locker room, sitting there right now. If you're the guys coming in for shoot around, getting ready for tonight's game, what are you thinking?
If I'm the Bucks.
Either or.
Steve, what are you talking?
Either or. If you're Toronto walking through the door, or you're the Bucks walking through the door. You've been in those locker rooms. You know what it's like.
Yeah. No, I mean Toronto. I mean, you know, you've got a pretty difficult task at hand. But again, you're confident. I mean, the fact that Kyle Lowry, he's got a shooting stroke back at least for that game, 7 for 9 from the 3-point line, and you got guys who you feel like are going to play better basketball. I think Nick Nurse learned a lesson about overuse. And he'll do a better job of playing Ibaka more than 17 minutes. I think we'll see Norman Powell more than 9 minutes. So they'll be ready. Siakam will be ready. He looked aggressive, at least, even though he missed 14 out of 20 shots. And for the Bucks, look, Coach Bud and staff, they've done a great job all season long of keeping these guys on an even keel, keeping them focused, not emotionally letting them get too high, too low, and just understanding that they just go out there and do what they do. Look, they get criticized. I think Charles Barkley talked about how the offense is stupid because they're taking all these threes, but that's how this team plays. And I was with Charles a lot early on in the season. I'm like, you know, take it to the basket. Stop shooting the threes and not falling. But this is what this team is going to live and die by. So they've got a system that has won 60 games, finished fourth in the league in offensive rating. So they're going to stick to their system, do what they do, play how they play. And as Coach Bud says before every game, you know, let's let it fly. Let's get out, feel the quadrant. Let it fly, open up that space in the middle for Giannis, and see what happens.
What does it mean when your coach, I mean, if you've ever played for a guy like this, and we were talking the other day, after that game on Wednesday where they go to the huddle, they're down by, I think, 10 at that point, they're struggling, and instead of the coach kind of giving you pointers and screaming and yelling and getting animated, he just comes in and says, don't worry about it, we got this, just let it fly. And using that terminology... If your coach is just like, guys, we got this. Don't worry about it. Just go do your thing. That's got to lead you to believe as a player when maybe your nerves are starting to get to you and you're feeling a little tight. That's got to lead you to believe like, oh, okay, he believes in us. He knows we're going to win this game. So let's pressure's off. Here we go, right?
Well, see, and again, this has been the blueprint for this team's success all season, and that's been managing minutes effectively. And so you get Giannis playing 32, 33 minutes a game. Chris is saying, I had some research done. I didn't do it, but I wanted to look at 60-game winning teams over the course of NBA history and which teams had their leading scorers, their top two scorers play the fewest minutes. And the Bucks finished fifth on that list behind three San Antonio teams and then that one Atlanta Hawks team that the Coach Bud coached in 2015. So Coach Bud is used to finding a way to get optimum production in the least amount of minutes. Now, yeah, the minutes will be increased come playoff time, but still there's kind of a cutoff point when I think the coaching staff, the medical staff feels that you can get the optimum benefit from these guys. So the point is that you're not going to overtax Giannis. You're not going to overtax Chris. You got to get an 8 to 10-point deficit, but you feel very confident that once you get to that fourth quarter that your guys are rested and ready and will have enough. As long as you maintain some semblance of contact, don't let it get too far away from you. But you're real confident that's going to balance out in that fourth quarter because of that minutes distribution that this staff and medical staff and everybody involved has been so judicious in using this season.
Marcus, always a pleasure to chat with you. I'm saying book it. You and I are going to talk again during the finals because I'm that confident. I'm feeling good, my friend.
Trust me. I hope you're right, man. Trust me, I hope you're absolutely on it, man. It'd be great to get this thing over early, and so hopefully we'll get it done tonight.
Marcus, always a pleasure. We'll chat again, okay?
All right, sounds good, Bill. Thank you.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Marcus Johnson, the great Marcus Johnson, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com, 844-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.